From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, come on in.
Good morning, Mike.
Could you believe the numbers when you saw them?
No, I just figured something was wrong. I just sat there and said, no, it's got to be something wrong. But to the best of my knowledge, the numbers are right.
How do we explain it?
Well, it's a staggering, what we're talking about for listeners out there is a staggering, almost unbelievable lift in global dairy prices overnight. So the global dairy trade price index was up 15%. I mean, this is nuts. We've got to go back to 2013 to see price moves of that magnitude. So we have seen them before, and it's pushed the index back to levels we've not seen since 2014. And of the last 12 auctions, 11 have now seen increases. Is at the product level? Well, there really is only one place to start. The key and most important ingredient, whole milk powder. And you've got to be sitting down to believe this. Up 21%. Mike, that's not a move. That is a tectonic shift in pricing for a commodity like this. And before we move on, actually, butter up 13.7%. So, mate, there's gold in them thar paddocks.
Isn't that good?
Mike, skim milk powder up 3.5%. What an also-ran. So this whole milk powder move. So in the third quarter of last year, the price slipped a little bit, but in a more general sense, prices have been climbing since April, May last year. So the index low, if I look at that, 2677. Last night, this is the average price per metric ton, 4,364. I mean, we were getting excited when it went through $3,000. So the average prices are 63% higher than they were April, May last year. I've only got 5 years of average price data. The last auction, we pipped the previous 5-year high, but last night we just blew it out the water completely. Now, I was looking at the futures markets last night, and they were definitely indicating there was going to be a lift. But I was thinking, you know, we could see something really frothy, like, you know, 4 or 5%, but certainly not 21. I did get some anecdotal comments a couple of days ago relating to companies that export what they call New Zealand cash products, so health supplements, infant formula, honey. And this talked anecdotally about a real surge in demand, that the Chinese consumer turning in volume back to what they call their trusted brands. Now, I haven't got the breakdown of the auction yet, but I'm guessing that this price surge is driven by Chinese demand. Quite remarkable, Mike. If sustained, you've got a very happy dairy sector out there.
And couldn't be more thrilled for the farmers, but let's hope it is sustained. Now, is the Australian Super Fund into Rocket Lab?
Well, apparently. So, you know, whole milk powder's going off, and there's also a lot of froth around the Rocket Lab deal, which is obviously a globally significant development in the rocket industry. Now, one of the big winners could be Australian Sovereign Wealth Fund, which is similar to our New Zealand Super Fund. They got about $218 billion under management across a number of funds. Now, we really don't know the full list of shareholders in Rocket Lab, but it has been previously reported that the Tyndall family does have a stake under that K1W1 label. Now, Peter Beck has not revealed his stake ever, but the Australian Financial Review reported yesterday that according to sources, the Australian Sovereign Wealth Fund, the future fund it's called, could have up to a 10% stake, and it goes on to say they could be in for $1 billion windfall. Now, I'm not sure about the assumptions behind that calculation. I mean, we're talking about US dollar $4.1 billion valuation for the Rocket Lab merged vehicle. Now, at 78 cents, that's $5.25 billion Aussie dollars. So a 10% stake, call it between 500 to 600 million Aussie. So there's clearly an assumption that there's going to be a substantial pop higher when the full deal goes through. So look, the merger vehicle, this what it's called, Vector Acquisition Corp, it jumped from $10 to $14 last night. I don't know, but Mike, hey, sky's the limit for Rocket Lab, isn't it?
Yeah, good on them. What are the numbers, mate?
Hey. Dow Jones, a little bit weaker. Oh, actually, it's almost square. 31,514, down 20 points. S&P 500, 3,885, down 16. The NASDAQ, a little bit weaker, 13,466, which is down 0.9%. Overnight, the FTSE 100, 6,613, up 25. The Nikkei, 29,408, lost 0.86%. Shanghai Composite lost 1.2%, 3,508. The ASX 200, they lost 28 points overnight to close at 6,762. And the NZX 50 gained 0.35% yesterday, 43 points, 12,344. On the currencies, one Kiwi dollar on the wholesale markets will buy you 0.7%. 0.294 US, 0.9321 Aussie, 0.6035 Euro, 0.5224 pounds, 77.80 yen. Gold, $1,734.17. And Brent crude, $63.34.
Yep, great day, mate. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher and the good guys at jmiwealth.co.nz.